This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Public schools are government-run indoctrination centers, and what is the real goal of the school system? Is it to educate people? No.
The Health Ranger Report.
Public schools are nothing more than obedience training centers to turn human beings into controllable flesh bots.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
There has been a collapse in a fuel rod plutonium tunnel at the Hanford nuclear facility in Washington State, not far from Seattle, I think southeast of Seattle, and somewhat close to the Oregon border, I think about 35 miles from Oregon. And so what happened is this tunnel had a structural failure. Well, let me back up. Hanford is, of course, the place where the nuclear fuel has been produced for many, many decades for nuclear weapons. Most of the nuclear arsenal across America uses fuel that was created there at Hanford. Well, created is, I mean, processed there. And one of the important so-called fuels is plutonium-239, which has a half-life of 24,000 years. So they've been gathering a bunch of plutonium there. And who knows what the long-term plan is, but apparently the infrastructure at Hanford doesn't last very long because the tunnel is now collapsing. So there was a roof collapse and an open gap now from the tunnel to the open air. And this tunnel is used to shuttle fuel rods, like hot fuel, actual nuclear fuel, back and forth in different parts of the underground facility. So now there's a giant hole into the atmosphere. Was radiation released out of that hole into the atmosphere? Well, of course it was, because that's what radiation does. It emits in all directions in an ever-expanding sphere of radiation. Now, how much radiation was released? Well, we don't know. Early reports say that it wasn't that much, but then again, there was an evacuation order issued, and all the employees were told to, what was it, to not shelter in place, but seek some kind of shelter position. I don't remember what the terminology was, but they were told do not eat or drink anything. Well, that indicates that they think there's a risk of very high contamination. If you're told don't eat your own food and don't drink the water, you know, that means there's at least concern of a very high level release of radioactive isotopes that could harm you if you consume them, right? That's only logical. And the FAA immediately slapped a ban on the airspace, so you couldn't fly over it. Well, why would the FAA do that? Well, obviously because they're concerned that there was a radiation release into the atmosphere, and they don't want, you know, small aircraft pilots being killed by plutonium-239 in the atmosphere that gets sucked into their airplanes. I don't know if you know this, but small aircraft are not airtight. I mean, most of them, they're not pressurized cabins. They don't fly above 12,500 feet. So they're not pressurized. And you can, heck, when I used to fly a Cessna, I would just open the window, you know, literally open the window and just have some outside air, because they get really hot, those planes. They're really hot in the summer, especially in Texas. In any case, the point is that this is a nuclear accident, potentially, but it's not a meltdown like Fukushima. So there wasn't a hydrogen explosion like what happened in the Fukushima Daiichi reactor number 2. There's not a big meltdown happening, at least not that we've seen. I doubt there's a meltdown. That doesn't seem to be what this is. This is just a bunch of fuel rods being shuttled around in a tunnel system that collapsed and is now exposed to the air. So chances are that this is a minimal release of radiation. However, the number one rule about all nuclear accidents is what? Governments lie to you by default. They always lie about radiation. They always downplay it. They always say it's nothing. You don't need to be concerned. And they can say that because, of course, radiation is invisible to the human eye, so nobody can really see it. So even if it is huge and deadly, you can't see it anyway, so the government just says, nothing to worry about. This is what they said after Fukushima in Japan. It's like, don't worry. Everything's just fine. And then they send in the robots, you know, to try to find where the fuel melted through the floor, and the robots melt down and stop functioning. They're like, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out one day. We have 24,000 years for the half-life. Don't worry about it. So governments, by default, they lie to you about everything, every nuclear accident, radiation risk, exposure, release of radioactive isotopes into the atmosphere. It's always a lie. For that reason alone, you should be highly, highly skeptical of any official report coming out of Hanford or Washington State or Oregon. Any government, any regional authority is probably full of bunk. That being said, as a scientist myself, I will tell you that I don't see this having a very high likelihood of a high radiation release. Why? Because it was like cold storage fuel rods. This was not an active nuclear facility. This was not an active power plant. They weren't running, you know, centrifuge systems. They weren't processing fuel actively there, at least not to my knowledge. And they certainly weren't running a nuclear power plant, which is where the meltdowns occur. So as far as I can tell, this is a fairly low risk of a big radiation release. But it is interesting to know that the infrastructure is so bad in America that tunnels are starting to collapse. What does that tell you about the rest of the facility there at Hanford, really? What does that tell you? I mean, surely they must have inspectors whose job is to, I don't know, inspect the tunnels where you move the plutonium, right? You would think that. I mean, I run a laboratory. We do inspections all the time. We got to do instrument maintenance. We just had an audit recently because we have on-site auditors because we're ISO accredited. So we have inspectors and auditors, and we have to run the maintenance schedules on all the machines. It's called PM, preventive maintenance. So we're always, you know, swapping out equipment, testing equipment, validating equipment, all that kind of stuff. And that's me, little old me, in a little private lab out in the middle of Texas versus the entire U.S. government running a massive nuclear weapons generation facility. How can they not have inspections of their tunnels and their infrastructure? And if they did have inspections, how could they miss the fact that this roof was about to collapse? See, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? What about the nuclear fuel, the spent fuel rods containment facilities all across the country where they're holding spent fuel near or outside of nuclear power facilities in other cities? How much do you trust those containment vessels? Because if you trust them at all, you're a fool. Because what this proves, I mean, it's not just the tunnel, it's like bridges. Bridges all across America are just falling down, just collapsing. There was a bridge collapse a couple years ago. I forgot which state it was in. Major highway bridge just collapsed out of the blue. Boom, gone. Bunch of fatalities. People drove their cars and trucks off the collapsing, you know, bridge segment that disappeared, and they died. Why? Because nobody's doing adequate inspections, obviously. You know, it's not that difficult to have, you know, an architectural engineer or a mechanical or a structural engineer, a metallurgy expert, you know, go in there and look at the dang tunnels and tell you what's wrong. You know, these people do exist. I know several of them, and they're very smart. It just seems the government isn't really interested in doing this kind of thing. It's like they don't really care. I mean, yeah, the nuclear fuel has a 24,000-year half-life, but our tunnel system is designed to last about 30 years. Do the math on that, folks. Yeah, not a good scenario. It doesn't give you confidence in the way that governments handle nuclear fuel, nuclear weapons, and nuclear power facilities, does it? Nah. If you trust anything the government tells you about radiation and nuclear facilities, again, you know, you've just been brainwashed. You know, think for yourself. Be skeptical about any official reports on all of this. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up, but I got a couple of websites you can visit on this. One is nuclear.news. Nuclear.news. Notice carefully that I did not pronounce it like nuclear, which means that I'm actually intelligent. So if it's not spelled nukeuler, that would be N-U-K-E hyphen Y-O-U hyphen L-E-R. Nukeuler. That's, if you hear anybody saying it that way, don't visit their website because they are not informed about radiation science. So it's nuclear.news, pronounced correctly. And it's also another website, radiation.news, just like it sounds, radiation.news. We cover Fukushima, we cover nuclear power, nuclear war, accidents, radiation, North Korea's threatened nukes, submarine launched nukes, you know, all kinds of things. So again, check out nuclear.news and radiation.news. You'll learn a lot there. And I may even be, it's possible, although I haven't made an executive decision on this yet, I may be investing in some new radiation detection laboratory equipment for my lab, but I got to brush up on a lot of radiation physics, and I got to memorize a lot of isotopic decay ratios and so on. I need a little bit more education on that, so I'm studying up a little bit before I get the equipment so that I know what I'm doing, obviously, in the lab. But we may be getting some radiation detection equipment. I'm talking like high-end stuff, like, you know, $50,000 plus bench equipment that is very precise, you know, calibrated and all that. If I do that, again, I'm not sure I'm going to do that, but if I do that, I will definitely bring you all of our test results and so on at radiation.news and nuclear.news. Someone tell Kiefer Sutherland that it's not pronounced nuclear, because he did that through the entire, like, 9 seasons of 24. Remember that series? And I just kept hoping that, you know, they would kill him off because he couldn't say the word. But no, they kept him alive so he could keep torturing people as he was torturing the audience by saying the word nuclear. Thank you, Kiefer Sutherland, for driving that meme into my head forever. In any case, thank you for listening. Stay safe. This doesn't look like a big emergency right now, but the next one could be a lot worse. Check out more at healthrangerscience.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety
and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.